So we're learning Me'ilat Daf Tazvav on Beis, and we're starting at top Mishnah. Hamisha Dvarim Ba'Oila Mestarv Mzeh Mzeh. There are five things in one Oila, one current Oila, can Mestarv Mzeh Mzeh for the Isurim of Me'ila maybe, and Pigle. Let's see what it is. What are the five things? Habasam. That's the meat that you burn on Mizbeach. V'achelev, that's like the fats. V'asoyles, that's the flour that comes from Minchas Zachem. V'ayayin, the wine, v'ashem, and all those are Minchas Zachem. Five things. Basa, chelev, shells, yayin, shem, and all can be tar for each other by oila. And by toyde, they have an extra thing. V'shisha, v'toyde. By toyde, they have a sixth thing. Habasa, v'ha, chelev, v'ashells, v'yayin, v'ashem, and v'alechem. You have an extra thing, the lechem also. The five things that you have by oila. You also have the lechem, that also it could be mitzaref. Now, what are we talking about by taida? We're talking about meal also. So what's taida? Anyone knows what taida is? It's a kachakachim or kachakalim. Taida is a kachakalim. It's like a shlam. So it has the meal on it. There's no meal on kachim kalim. What? No. This is a taida. It's taida. It's not a mincha. It's a taida. Taida is like a shlam. It says a basar, chaylev. All those things are mitzaref. So we can't mitzaref the meal. So it has to be talking about over here about pigle, maisa, and tame. It has to be talking about here. Because avada, there's no such thing as me'ila by all those things. And if you look at the Mepharash, Yitzhak speaks it out, mistarav zemzel, pigle, maisa, and tame. Okay, gvald. So talk to Gemara. When Rav Huna learned the Mishnah with Rava, Masala Rav Huna l'Rava, chamisha dvarim ba'olam mistarav zemzel. Instead of being gariz ba'olah, he was gariz ba'olam. That was where he was reading it. He was learning the same thing. Five things in the world. If that's only sound like the most you can have ever tzir is five things. Ba'olam toida is six. You have to change it. Tani ba'olam, not ba'olam, ba'olam. So the Gemara writes, "Tani lo ha'tarabon." We learned in a brisa. The brisa says, "Oila ve'emureha mitstarfim lekazayis lahaloisam v'chutz." The halach is that you need a kazayis to be chayiv on shute chutz on halos chutz. You bring a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash. You need a kazayis. So it says over here that the oila and the imurim of the oila are mitstarif for a kazayis to be chayiv on shute chutz. The murim are the part that is not the basar, it's like the limbs, it's like the organs and the things like that you bring on the mizbech. So it says, first of all, the mizbech for kazayis to be chayiv b'chutz. Also, l'chayiv lo b'shem pigel noisar v'tameh. The chayiv also of pigel and noisar and tameh. K'toni, it's mashma dafka ba'oila. In, v'shlom v'loi. Not v'shlom. So v'shlom v'loisar v'chutz. So we understand. Oila the kolum mustarfim, shlomim mustarfim. Because why shlom not mustarf? Because by shlomim the basar is food. There's no issa halas chutz on something that you eat. By oila, which the basar and the murim are both brought b'chutz, so they understand that the basar and the murim are mustarf. Mashainke by shlomim we understand it's not mustarf because by shlomim we understand it's not mustarf. Why not? Because shlomim the basar is not brought on mizbech; it's eaten, but the second half of the brayso, l'chayiv lo mishum pigel noisar v'tameh, shlom ma'ala mechayiv. Why can't shlom be mitzdarf, the basar and the emurim, to be chayiv for pigel noisar v'tameh? V'atran kol v'glu mitzdarf mizazeh, all pigels mitzdarf with each other, v'chol noisar mitzdarf mizuzu, and all noisar mitzdarf with each other. So what's going on in this brayso? L'ema, oilo v'emureo, mitzdarf mizeh mizeh, l'kazayis, for a kazayis, lizrek aleim mitzadam. And keeping himself in the Zerah Zadam, you are chayiv b'pigel noisar v'tameh. So we get further than Gemara. Before we go a little further, let's just explain what we're saying now. Gemara's kasha was, if it meant the regular tzir of pigel noisar v'tameh, shlom should also have the tzir. So the Gemara says, it's like this. No, the character's like this, that a zrika is needed always to be chayiv b'pigel noisar v'tameh. It's called karva kama tira. You need a zrika to be mechayiv. That's what you need, a zrika. That's what you need. So the halacha is to make a zrika. We're going according to Mandiyama holds. You need basar to be left over to make a zrika. So by oila, where basar and the emurim are both brought on the mizbeach, So there you could be mitzarif if a kizayis to make a zrika. Masha inkein by shlomim, where the only the emurim brought him is back, not the basar. There, the zrika can't be do make a zrika if you don't have a kizayis of each one by itself. Why? Because you can't mitzarif achilas mizbeach with achilas adam. You can't mitzarif two things. Achilas adam achilas mizbeach. So now let's see it inside. You need a kazayis to zerg dam. They can mitzar for each other, the boss and the murim, to be zerg dam. They keep in the mitzarfin lizrik to dam. Chayib. Since mitzar to be zerg the dam, the loch is that the chayib. Man ketani lo, who says it? Rabbi Shui. The Tanya, Rabbi Shui, Eimer, calls lochem shavitayra, shashtar mehem kazayis, bossa, vikazayis chelev, zerg is a dam. Rabbi Yeshua says that in order to make zrika, you have to have left over a kezayis basar and a kezayis chelim. Zorik is adam kechatzi. You have to make a whole kezayis, but zorik is adam kechatzi zayis v'chayis chelim. And is wait, let me read this. Chazochen shuvtar shesharim kezayis basar kezayis chelim. Zorik is adam kechatzi zayis basar kezayis chelim. Only half a kezayis each. And is zorik is adam. Why? Because you came and started for chilas adam and chilas mizbeach. Uva'olam ba'olah. A filik chad zayis baso chay zayis chelav zorik istam. By oily could be starved two things. Why they both achilas mizbeach? Which kula kol. So that's what the Brice is saying that by oily can be starved for two things. Over mincha a filik kula kayemes lo yizroik. It says by mincha even if everything's kaiyim can't be zorik. Frank tomorrow mincha has zrika. Mincha has zrika. Mincha ma'avirtei. On a part mincha sasachem. That means if all left in the carbon is mincha sasachem, the rest of it got destroyed and lost. You can't make zrika. Because you have to have a kezayis basar or a kezayis chelev, and by oily you can have half of each. But nesachim is not enough to make a zrika. That's what means at the end of the brayso. If a mincha fill a kula kol yamis lo yisrik meno. Tomorrow says mincha vayavirta. I'm not papa of mincha sasachim. Very good. Any questions, Moshe? Okay. So the mishnah vayta. Had truma, the truma smicer. The loch is if you eat truma, you have to pay back a keren and a chaymish. So it says that truma, which is regular truma. That's truma you have to take off every time you have fruits, you have to, whatever, you know, wheat, you have to take off truma. Truma's meiser is the truma that the levy takes. Truma's meiser is the mai, that's the levy takes from the mai. Vachala, that's, you know, a frosh's chala, we know what that is. Vavakurim, all these things must start from zel esel, chayalem, and chaymish. They all must start to each other, le esar. The luck is truma as is 1 in 100, does not bottle 60, need 100. So it's almost start for each other to make a chul and asr, because they're all called truma, and all chayav l'mashem chaymish, because they're all called truma. Kol pigulim mistarav zezah, all pigulim mistarav zezah to be chayav karasvit, or v'chol nesarim, or chadas, v'chol nesarim mistarav zezah, all noisars mistarav zezah. So the first half of the Mishnah said a bunch of things that are truma. So truma smaysa, we understand why it's called truma. By the way, you see for me, even by the Rabbanon, they can think Yechayev HaChayimish, because Chumash Ma'ay Shal Demai is on the Rabbanon. You see Yechayev even by the Rabbanon. So Chuma, Chumash Ma'ay Shal Demai, we understand why it's called Chuma. Chala and Bakurim, how do you know it's called Chuma? My time, Kuluk and Chuma. Gabe Chala Ksiv, Reishas, Arisei Seichem, Chala, Torimu, Truma. So you see it's called Chuma. Gabe Kurim Nami, Ikur Chuma. The Tanya, we learned in the Brayso, says in the pasuk of a chumas yadcha elo bakurim. So you see, bakurim is called chuma. Alainoch, all the three, like we spoke out, let's read. I don't have to explain it to us because we know it's called chuma. Because it's called chuma. Therefore, you don't have to explain it to us. But the chiddush here is too is the chala and bakurim are both called chuma, and therefore the mistar for each other sai la esar to esar to maaser chulin and sai to bichayev achaymish. So the Mishnah Vayta, call the veils star from Zuru. All the veils must start for each other. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. V'chol ha-shkotzim, all bugs must start from Zemzeh. Also, we'll see in the Gemara about that. All these things must start with each other.